Smile.
90.4 FM.
This week saw the return of the Smile Breakfast Courtroom. Mm. And I've got to say, the narratives that stem from these court cases, they always provide a sort of window into your lives. And over the years of doing this, we've really heard some of the most complicated yet foundational aspects of humanity. Right versus wrong, innocence versus guilt, victim versus criminal, and most recently, backseat chef versus wife. Things kicked off on Tuesday when Vernon phoned us with a bit of a situation.
Vernon, good morning. Tell us exactly what is going on.
I kind of rate myself as a cook. You know, I watch a lot of cooking shows, etc., etc.
If you've been brought up with a stew throughout your whole childhood, of course you're going to be able to make it better.
But of course I can't cook all the time at home, so then I have delegated some of the cooking chores to my wife. Unfortunately, she doesn't quite meet my standards.
So Charlotte, Vernon reckons you're so bad in the kitchen, you would literally even burn the cookbook.
Oh no, he is a complete liar.
I mean, she keeps whinging and whining about the fact that I'm always hovering around her and always telling her, no, that needs to be done like this and this needs to be done like that.
But it's so terrible because the whole time you're busy in the kitchen, you literally have like this helicopter ship buzzing around you.
I mean, I still need to eat, so.
We've got a witness this morning in the court. Good morning, Darren, the caterer.
Maybe he's not being entirely honest. And I say that because I have, in fact, prepared and delivered several meals to him. And I suspect that he might just be taking credit. He ordered a Peking duck with savory pancakes, soft shell tacos with refried beans, chipotle chicken and pulled pork, Christmas-style roast lamb with Parmesan roast potatoes.
I would ask, please, that you present all those receipts to the court.
Your Honor,
Vernon has been pretending to be a good cook
even
this
allergic.
Whole time.
This is unacceptable. And we need to
blame
stay
Charlotte
fair,
for being a bad
Honor.
Cook. He's not a good cook. He's ordering.
Guys, Your Honor, as I was saying, Leonard, friend here, introduced a surprise witness the other day, Darren, the caterer.
Yes.
So it is only fair that I be allowed to introduce my own witness this morning.
Fair enough.
Amy, you are appearing for the defendant, Vernon, and you have got something to say about Charlotte. Go ahead. Please present your evidence to the court.
You know what, Bobby? And as much as Charlotte is my friend, and you know, you want to back your friends up and be there in the corner, but I just can't let this go on for any much longer.
Mm.
And the evidence that I have to bring you guys is, it's so heavy, honestly. So one day, Charlotte actually came to me and she said that, well, she's actually a great cook. And the thing is, she is a great cook. And she's just pretending to be a bad cook so she can get out of doing the cooking for the family.
Aha!
The other day, I invited her over and I said, you know what, let's just have a quick get together. You know, we can even have dinner and chips. Like, I'm totally fine with that. And she brought over everything from souffle to Malay curry and French buffet and everything with her. And she did it all on her own.
Done. I rest my case.
I will look over the evidence once again.
Now, Bobby and Lindy, before I read the sentencing,
yes, sir.
You are both guilty of prosecutorial misconduct after your behavior in the court this week. So please practice some restraint in future. And as for your clients, Vernon, for the mental anguish, shame, degradation you have caused to your wife, you are sentenced to restitution. And Charlotte, although you were initially the victim in this situation, you are not without fault. Your deceit has left a bad taste in my mouth and in the mouth of this court. I sentence you both to something being handed down by our chef member of the jury, celebrity chef Jenny Morris. Jenny, good morning.
And good morning to you. I am horrified at the behavior of this couple. I'm thinking that we could, number one, we could save them a lot of money, which would give them a night out where someone else would do the cooking. And I think I can bring this couple together. I think I can get them hot and sweaty at the stoves together. Yes. I think that they can, you know, they can cook up a storm. And what happens later, happens later. This is something quite exclusive, to invite you to my own home kitchen.
Oh.
And we're going to cook dinner together. Yeah, you're going to love it because you're going to get to know each other better. Vernon, you are just a squanderer. Thank God you're not a philanderer. Rather, you're a squanderer. And Charlotte, you're not going to be such a lazy housewife. Because you're going to love cooking with
order.
Your husband.
Order!
Yes!
So Jenny, that sounds amazing.
So let me get this straight. You're inviting them to put them through their paces a little bit and teach them a trick or two in your very own kitchen?
My own kitchen, yes.
Nice.
My very own kitchen. It's a special place.
I want to appeal on behalf of my client because I don't think he should be made to do this. He, after all, can cook.
No, no. Appeal denied. Case closed.
I think it's a wonderful
take
solution.
Take them away.
Thank you, Jenny. That's awesome.
I love it too, and I think they're going to romance that stove.
Breakfast. Smile Breakfast. 6.9. 6.9. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.